Please remember this is an adults only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another Wild in Bed, your Sunday night destination for saliciously filthy stories, sexy excerpts, and some really dirty fun. You know it's Sunday because we're getting wild and filthy. Now, as you know, if you would like even deeper, more intense pleasure, and truly satisfying audio, then you can come and see me at wilddesires.com and download your own free full-length experiential erotic story just for coming. Now, you know this podcast experience is best enjoyed laying on your bed with your earbuds in. Loosen any clothing just in case you want to enjoy this show on a whole new level. Close your eyes. This is your time. Your time to relax. Your time for sensual pleasure. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. Now, as you probably know, I've been working on an audiobook recently, and I'm looking for review listeners. Now, I do want to be clear about this, because I don't think I have in the past. The deal is, I give you a free review copy, and you put a review on Amazon. Simple. So just go ahead and visit wilddesires.com and sign up as a wild reviewer. And away you go. I'll send you the link for the free audiobook as soon as it's published, and you can add a review. Now, this week, we haven't done any threesomes for a little while. Got to be at least 3 weeks. So we're going to enjoy a little filthy MFM, courtesy of Liv Lane, with an expert from the Deviant Trilogy. Now, this story is dark, it is paranormal. And just to give you a heads up, I know it won't bother you, but there is a little bloodletting, as there's a vampire thing going on and all. But I know you like dark so much. So let me take you to somewhere very dark, very otherworldly, and very filthy, as you surrender to my voice. And to ease you into that mood a little more, I'm just going to read you the blurb. Think of it as literary foreplay. With a father on the grueling council, Dr. Lillian Brack had lived the coveted life, rising to the director of the viral research program. She had carved a place for herself within the empire, but her life plans changed the day she revealed she was an Omega. Her former research partner, Arison Singh, has assumed control of the program. Her singularity, unique Omega gift, brings more challenges and benefits. And Singh's methods of testing her gift stamp over moral and ethical boundaries. Secretly suppressing her heat and clinging to a measure of independence unheard of for an Omega, her life is precarious enough. But when the viral research center comes under attack, she makes some questionable decisions. Her escort soldier has been shot by her hand. She was trying to save his life. Now she is trapped outside the safe zone, and enemy soldiers are closing in. Her father promised she would never be allocated a controller. Well, that's about to change. So now, go ahead and close your eyes. Let my words, my voice, just drift over you as I take you into another world, another place. Ethan, she did try to take off her clothes, but her fingers were shaking so badly she didn't stand a chance. I left her to it for a few minutes, letting Riker sweat it out. The bastard didn't deserve to put his hands on her. But I'd said he would do it if she didn't. And I was a man of my word. "Do you need Riker to help you?" I asked. She sent a baitful look Riker's way, dropped her fingers and nodded. Riker fell into his default gentle coaxing mode. I towed off my boots, ripped off my shirt and popped the top button on my pants before they strangled my cock. Belt still looped in my hand, I lounged back against the long bedroom couch and enjoyed the show. He ate up her tears as he teased the clothes from her, sucking on her plump lips while his fingers played in her pussy. Riker loved tears, and lilies were flowing fast. I was still pissed at his manipulation, even though I knew the kinds of games he played. Still, I hadn't expected him to start in the fucking vehicle while he was supposed to be getting her to safety. That tipped me right over the edge. I'd badly wanted to keep squeezing when I had my hands around his throat. As soon as her tits were, he cupped them in his hands, pinching her nipples while swallowing her shocked cries. Her tear-filled eyes shot to me like she was expecting me to save her. Wasn't going to save her? Not from this, anyway. "Enjoy seeing his hands on you, Lily," I said. Seeing him touch her was a warped kind of torture. The possessive side of me hated Riker's hands on her. But there was also a dark eroticism. She looked so tiny and helpless in his arms, watching them together. It was like watching an extension of myself. They were both under my control, which brought a new facet to the addiction. Riker was an alpha, and now I was controlling him too. I felt godlike then, a master instructing the pieces on his board, moving them however he chose, giving pleasure or pain. They would receive both generously. I was a magnanimous god. Had Riker not taken the initiative, I would have told him to do this. I wanted her hanging off the cliff of a denied release before I took my belt to her. And the higher the better. Once I'd raised welts on her ass, I would make her come. Then I was going to fill her belly with cum while Riker watched. When I was done, I might let her suck him off. Or I might make him wait and deny the bastard access to her hot little mouth for a week. I was undecided about that part. Each way, I was going to be beating his pretty face to a pulp. Her amber eyes might be flashing murder at me. But her face, neck and tits had flushed bright pink, and her nipples were engorged. His big hand tugged the dress farther down, while he rolled her left nipple between his fingers and thumb, exposing half her ass. He grabbed a handful and squeezed, swallowing up her sweet mewling sounds. Moving from her tits, he cupped her ass while kissing her pretty damn cheeks. "Good girl, let me help you out," he murmured, and sucked her plump lower lip between his teeth. His fingers slid between the cheeks of her butt, his other hand tugging at the dress at her hip to drag it down another inch. She made a little squeal and jerked in his hold, so I guess he'd finally gotten his fingers in her pussy. "Hold still for me, babe. Let me help you get these little panties down." I swallowed. Riker was a showman. "That's it, Lily. Turn around. That way I can get your panties all the way off." He pulled her back flush against his chest and turned her so she was facing me. Her dress was hanging off her hips, but her little pink panties were still clinging to her pussy. Her head was thrown back and her eyes screwed shut. Riker had wrapped his arms around her, holding her pussy lips open as he fingered the fuck out of her. "If she comes, you're not getting your dick in her for a week," I said in warning. A little nonsense words pulled out again. "Hush," he said, cupping his big hand around her throat and spreading the fingers of his other hand over her lower abdomen. I might need to lay you on the bed while I get the last of your clothes off. Your little pussy is so wet. Your panties are stuck. She whimpered. I bit back a groan. He got her over the bed, and I didn't even try to pretend he was undressing her anymore. He stripped the last of her clothes in second, and buried his face between her legs. Her lips popped open on a breathy sigh, and her back arched off the bed. Enough! Thank fuck he stopped, or I might have killed him with my bare hands. His glazed eyes shifted to me, and he grinned. Sorry. Got carried away. Rising, I jerked my thumb at him. He got off his knees, splayed out over the bottom half of the bed. Her whole body was flushed, and her open pussy lips were glistening. Lips trembling and chest rising and falling unsteadily, her amber eyes implored me not to do this. Turn her over and hold her down. Riker's face did that emptying thing it sometimes did. It was like curtains had closed on a human, leaving a raw animal inside. But there was no more soft coaxing. He turned her over, impervious to her protest. He got her ass into position over the side of the bed, turned her face to the side and gathered both her hands. She wriggled. He gripped tighter. We still haven't got any restraints, he said. We don't need them, I replied. Silent tears trickled down her cheeks, but this needed to happen. At the first lick of the belt, she squealed, and her back arched like a bow. The second was closer to a howl. She thrashed, crying, kicking and straining against Riker's hold. I didn't draw it out. This was a punishment, not pleasure, although we would get to that. By the time the last blow had landed, she was a tormented mess of broken tears, ratty hair and snot. Dropping the belt, I sat on the edge of the bed and gathered her up, nudging my head at Riker to get a cloth. She fought against me briefly, then fell to sobbing as I let the soothing rumble emanate from my chest. Taking the cloth from Riker, I wiped her face, tossing it to the floor when I was done. I held her close and told her it was over. She clung to me, fidgeting and sniffling, while Riker stood watching from a few feet away, clenching and unclenching his fists. His face was a picture of cold, predatory intensity that could only belong to a psychopath. He was probably more upset because I had taken his favourite toy away. He became agitated seeing her press urgent little kisses against my chest and throat. I stared at him. He stared at me. Lily kissed and clung with greater desperation when I didn't react. She always got needy after I spanked her. But this was off the charts, and I might have been enjoying the way it was pissing Riker off. I need to taste her, he said. I did this. Let me show her that I'm sorry. She turned in to me, clearly unhappy about his suggestion. His eyes glistened, but they were not wholly dead. In his own way, I thought he might even be sorry. I nodded and, lifting her, laid her down over the bottom of the bed. He knelt in front of her. She jumped when his hands touched her knees. Hush. Let me show you how sorry I am. He coaxed her legs open. Brushing her hair from her face, I lowered my mouth to her ear and said, good girl. Her breath hitched as I plucked gently on her nipple. His hands skimmed over her thighs until they reached the apex. Fuck, she's dripping. My dick was thudding behind my zipper. The smell of arousal was as heady as Riker's verbal acknowledgement. She was aroused, confused, in pain and flushed. A shiver racked her body as his head bent, and he took the first lick. rolling her nipple between my finger and thumb. I kept my lips close to her ear, whispering how beautiful she was spread open for us, how pleased I was with her, and how she was forgiven. Between her legs, Rika feasted greedily, licking and growling as I detailed all the wicked things I would do to her as soon as she came. She splintered, turning rigid before a beautiful cry of pleasure spilled from her lips. Rika continued to lap noisily while my lips brushed feather-like kisses along her throat until I reached the delicate patch of skin. "Please," she whispered. I bit down and hot blood poured out, hitting my stomach like molten adrenaline juice. She screamed, unraveling again, gasping and convulsing in my arms. Rika growled, a primitive sound of conquest. Lifting my head, I growled in warning when Rika appeared intent on another round. He rocked back, eyes dark and intent. I took her into my arms, turning her until she was straddling me. Her mouth found mine, and her fingers tugged at my hair. She was wild and uncontrollable, her tiny body pressed in tight, soft and eager, until I gripped a handful of her ass. Her squeal spiked my arousal. I could feel the heat through the palm of my hand, and I fisted a handful of her hair and swallowed her cries while grinding her wet pussy against a straining ridge of my cock, her mouth open for me. And other than the initial shock of my hand on her welted bottom, she submitted sweetly to my touch. I became high on her blood and her submission. I couldn't get enough of the breathy sounds and those tiny hands petting and tugging impatiently. I liked this about her, the way her passion rose as high as mine, no matter what I did. The moment was sublime. She offered the quintessence of balance between alpha and omega. Her fire was perfect, heady, and I wanted all of it. Wanted to devour her soul. How could something so fragile be so strong? Dragging her close, I lowered my mouth over the tip of her breast, taking the nipple and half the plump globe, and sucking deeply while palming her ass. Her body writhed against me, encouraging and seeking more. My tongue swirled circles around her nipple before I nibbled and sucked on the plump flesh of her tit. Then I scraped my coarse stubble back and forth until she whimpered and begged for more. I indulged her every wish, playing with her nipples using my fingers, mouth and teeth, until I could feel her pussy juice trickling over my abs. I didn't spare a glance for Rika still kneeling on the floor as I turned and tossed her into the center of the bed. Ripping my pants off, I fisted my swollen cock, pumping it in my hand as I crawled over her. "Stay there," I said when she made to grab my dick. "If I want you to do something, I'll let you know." She growled at me, the little minx. "Keep pushing, princess. You're going to bite off more than you can chew. Now turn the fuck over. I want to admire the welts on your well-disciplined ass while I fuck you." She turned over instantly, head low, back arched to present her ass in the perfect omega submission pose. Her thighs glistened with her slick, and the scent permeated the air. I cupped her ass and she hissed as my thumbs stroked gently over the blooming bruises. Her whimpers were a sweet kind of encouragement. Pre-cum leaked from the tip of my cock, and I gripped the root and wiped it over her abused ass, enjoying the way she trembled as she tried to hold herself still. "I like seeing my marks on you." The growl from behind reminded me Rika was present. He might have enjoyed watching me take the belt to her, but not the reminder. They were my marks. "This is going to get rough. She might need something to fill her mouth while I fuck her." Her head whipped round to face me, pupils blown to fuck. I'd never seen Rika move so fast, ripping his clothes off while I locked gazes with Lily. His breath was a harsh sore as he sat on the bed with his back against the headboard. He didn't try and touch her, and his fists were clenched at his side. I could see the restraint was costing him. I smirked. Riker caught me smirking and leveled a glare my way. I gave her ass a little tap to encourage her to get into position. And she crawled over the bed until her mouth hovered over his cock. "Let me hold your hair. I need to see," Riker said gruffly. I nodded, and he gently gathered her long hair back from her face. "Take his cock. I want to see your head bobbing as you take him nice and deep in your throat." "Jesus," Riker muttered as she grasped hold of his shaft and plugged her mouth. As I watched her head bob slowly up and down, I stroked my fingers through her wet folds. She twitched as I caught her clit, pinching it between my fingers, gripping her hip with my other hand to keep her still. "Ah, fuck. What the fuck are you doing to her?" Riker's fingers grasped her hair like he was on the verge of ripping her off his cock. I plunged my fingers into her wet pussy. She gagged as it shoved her onto Riker's dick. He growled his approval. My head was buzzing as I worked my fingers in and out, stretching her tight little hole, pulling out again and wiping the slick of her clit, then repeating again. Once my fingers were thoroughly coated, I forced two of them into her ass. I drove her forward as I did, and her scream was muffled by a mouthful of cock. "Fuck, some warning would be nice." I didn't acknowledge Riker's words. I was deep into the control. Her garbled squeals and groans as I reamed her tight asshole was a special kind of music. I'd been avoiding this puckered little entrance because once I started, it would be hard to stop. I was going to get my dick in here eventually, but not today. I didn't have the restraint to wait any longer. I eased my fingers from her ass, gripped her hips to still her, and thrust my cock deep into tight pussy heaven. "I'm going to fuck you now." Every powerful thrust drove Riker's cock deeper down her throat. The air was filled with the sweet scent of pheromones and slick, and a beautiful cacophony of sexual gratification. Growls, snarls, groans, wet slaps and squelching as I hammered her pussy, accompanied by garbled choking as she fought for breath around Riker's cock. I was the director, and they were the stars of my personal show. My balls tightened and I felt a very deep imperative need to fill her with my cum. Reaching round, I strummed her swollen clit. Her juice flowed over my cock and rhythmic waves sucked the cum straight from my balls. Growling, my hips jerked erratically. Distantly, I heard the grasping growls as Riker's cum filled her mouth. The tight convulsions of her pussy milked more and more cum from me until dots swam before my eyes and I thought I might pass out. I ripped my cock from her tight sheath and held her still while I pumped the last hot splashes over her ass and lower back. I kept fucking coming. Every time I thought I was spent, another wave emerged. When we all came down, I kicked Riker out. Properly out. Not even the semi-privilege of the couch. And fucked her again. Well, I hope that's got all your hotspots glowing with pleasure now. You know, if you would like to enjoy more otherworldly MFM pleasure, then you can find the link in this episode's notes for the Deviant Trilogy. As I'm finishing off the audiobooks in the next couple of days, next week we're going to be doing one of my little stories. Yes, it's Back to Amateur Night. And don't forget to sign up for your review copies on the website, wilddesires.com. So until next week, when I can get you back into bed for another filthy story coming in your ears, this is Devlin Wild. And always with your pleasure in mind, wishing you salacious dreams. Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.